For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. Did you hear the news? Don't wear a mask? Do pay a fine. That's the new edict coming from the governor's office about mask wearing here in Connecticut as of yesterday. On the phone with me now, I have Jennifer Curtanis, the director of health for the Farmington Valley Health District. Jennifer, what do you know about this new plan as it will affect your job?
Well, we have not received anything in writing yet regarding this new directive. I can tell you that the health districts in Connecticut do not have the bandwidth or the resources to be the mask enforcement police. Certainly when we are out in the field doing our normal regulatory things, whether that be inspecting restaurants or salons, we do enforce the COVID control strategies. But beyond that, I do not see my health department issuing fees or fines for that purpose.
Jennifer, sounds like you've had dark visions of being asked to put one of those portable siren lights on top of your car like in the old cop shows and and chasing someone down. You don't have the bandwidth. And specifically, is that a manpower thing, not having the bandwidth, or just this is probably not something we should be doing?
Well, I think it's both. One, I mean, if I think about me as the health director walking into, you know, any establishment, if you will, say I'm grocery shopping and I, as the health director, happen to see an individual that is not wearing a mask, we don't issue fines. So I don't know what that looks like. I don't carry a badge. I don't have a uniform. I have a business card that identifies me as the health director. I do not know how to issue fines. I don't have documents that indicate how a fine would be levied, nor where does that fine even go? Does it get sent to the state? Does it come to my health department? None of those details in my mind have been mapped out or articulated to anyone at the ground level.
And as I read the edict yesterday, when it talked about who can enforce it, it said something to the effect of law enforcement, local elected officials, and local public health officials, which that sounds like you, right?
Yep, it certainly does. But we do not, the mechanics and the logistics and the details of how that actually plays out and what that looks like have, you know, just are beyond me.
Did you learn about it the same way we did via whatever mechanism they sent that out to the media? Did you get any forewarning whatsoever?
We got no forewarning, and yes, we learned about it on the news last night, just like everybody else.
Was that a dial up the phone to your friends and colleagues moment? Like, do you see what's happening here?
Well, all I can say was there was a lot of back and forth chit chatter via email last night and this morning among all of my colleagues.
So what do you think about the spirit of this edict? Do you agree with it in spirit that somebody should be levying these fines?
You know, my experience is the vast majority of people out there are doing the right thing. I know people are getting COVID fatigue. I know we've seen slippage in terms of gatherings and social distancing, et cetera. But I'm just not sure that this is going to be effective.
Okay, and we'll end with this. What's your message to the governor's office going forward with regards to this?
Please communicate with your boots on the ground, because we're the people working every day very hard to slow the spread of this virus, and we need to be part of the discussion and decision-making about how this can play out. Or not.
Exactly. Jennifer Curtanis, Director of Health at the Farmington Valley Health District, thank you so much for weighing in.
Thank you for having me.